Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage. According to Georgia Representative Barry Loudermilk, Republican, who is now chairing the current Republican-led J6 committee, the former Democrat-run committee gave to the White House some of the J6 footage. Well, Loudermilk has asked Biden to return the evidence to the committee, which has legal jurisdiction, but the White House says they're not going to do it until after they've redacted the video. They have no authority to even have this video. A super PAC, Ron to the Rescue, has pulled away from DeSantis and turned to Trump. Will Ronnie drop out of the race? Not likely. So how is Idalia shaping up? Is Florida's tropical storm another directed energy weapon attack like the one on Maui? Yeah, stay tuned. A new COVID strain just in time for election 2024? An update on the return of COVID. Will this latest Godzilla horror movie end like the last one did? I'll explain that. Operation Lone Star is in full swing. Texas, partnering with a few sister states concerned about the border problem, teamed up to do something about it. And of course, I've got to weigh in on the latest revelations concerning the Biden crime family. Turns out the National Archives have well over 5,000 emails from Joe Biden to Hunter and others, using a variety of pseudonyms to mask his identity. Some of these emails show Biden not only knew about Hunter's influence peddling enterprise, but he was running the operation. The rising of the beast. Evidence is mounting, supporting the conspiracy theory, quote unquote, that a massive effort is underway to impose a total control society on Americans. All of this and what can be done about it? My friends, it's time for your brain massage.
Truth. Served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Representative Loudermilk, Republican of Georgia, is chairman of the current Republican-led J6 committee. When he learned that the White House was given some of the J6 footage, apparently in an effort to hide it from Republicans, Louderman, in his official capacity as chairman of the congressional committee looking into J6 and has the legal jurisdiction over that J6 investigation, and therefore the right to the evidence, has asked Biden to turn these videos over to the committee. Now, folks, I know it's going to shock you, but the White House has said, slow walked the whole thing, first of all, and then said they're only going to do it after they've redacted the videos. Are you not just getting so tired of these people? How does anybody support them? How does anybody hold their head up and say that they are a Democrat today? You know, the more I watch what these people do and how they behave, I think Sarah Palin is right. They want to provoke a civil war. They want to maneuver the American, the patriots in this country, into a position where they feel there's just no civil recourse to redress their grievances available to them. And they hope by that to finally incite an armed resistance so they can excuse bringing out the full power of the military to wipe out their all of their political opponents. But my friends, I'll remind you that would be a terrible mistake. They are conducting what is called a soft coup. A major part of this involves election interference, the stealing from the American people their right of consent. Look for my upcoming new book, Elections or Selections, Stealing the People's Right of Consent. In this book, I clear away the smoke so you can see the smoking gun. That it is the Democrats that are neck deep in election interference, as if you needed any further proof than what your own eyes see daily. That, in fact, the right of consent is a biblical doctrine, however, will surprise many of you. And even more, that the God of heaven actually himself established that and honors it in his own kingdom. Because this right is endowed to us by God, and it's not a privilege granted to us by the government, we must rise up and take our elections away from government control. Now, my plan on how to proceed with that will stun you. I'll be laying it out in a Wednesday night message that's planned for a couple of weeks down the road. But it's not unlike Operation Lone Star. you know, where some of the states just independently got together, circumvented the federal government, and stepped in to address the border crisis in Texas, and they're getting it done, friend. Make no mistake about this. The persecution of Trump is all about election interference. And the protection of Biden's, quote, most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics, end quote. Yeah, I kid you not. Now, of course, he didn't mean to say that on national television, but the fact is he did. And I quoted that exactly word for word. Most of the deep state media tried to bail him out and say, well, he was taken out of context. Well, that's just a lie. Now, he was explaining why, in the face of overwhelming evidence that Trump had the popular support of the American people, that he expected to win in 2020. And that was his explanation. USA Today was at least more honest about it. They admitted Biden was not taken out of context, but explained that he misspoke. Well, yeah, that's an understatement. Well, here it is. Go ahead and listen to it yourself. Keep in mind now, he's answering a question that has to do with why he hopes they can win, why he thinks that the Democrats could win in 2020. Here it is.
Secondly, we're in a situation where we have put together, and you guys did it for our administration, the President Obama's administration before this, we have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
Isn't that amazing? You talk about misspeak. And of course, he did not mean to reveal what we now know they did. And that's true. It's like someone written spiritual law, and I've seen it work often. God will force the wicked to reveal themselves, to expose themselves, and often through their own filthy mouths. Now, I'm coming to the end of my first segment. I want to touch on a couple of things that I intend to develop more later. Another feature of the soft coup was explained to the European Union by Dr. Merrill Nass, who testified before the parliament there in July of 2023. And she explained that the World Health Organization's proposed treaty is part of a soft coup, which is an effort to bring the world under a totalitarian government without the use of arms, or to overcome a government without the use of arms. She showed how the perpetrators of this soft coup are using the pandemic to cower people into giving up their rights. Now, Sarah Green, a licensed physician assistant with medical training, a member of our church, by the way, founded Central Coast Alternative Therapeutics and Rejuvenation. Her office is in Napomo. You can go to ccatr.us to connect with her and get help to prevent or treat the planned upcoming new COVID attack. She's out in front of all of this and helping people already. Sarah's a contributing author with me on my newest book, Let My People Breathe, Unmasking the Mask Controversy with Science and Scripture. Now, she will be submitting an article to our blog explaining how the mask mandates serve no medical purpose at all, but they are used to test how far the American people will go toward giving up their personal rights and freedoms. The masks identify publicly who are the compliants and who are part of the resistance. Who are those that are ready to surrender to total state control? And who are those who are going to stand up to the bullying, the intimidation, the lies, and fight to defend their liberties? You wear a mask, you're either totally ignorant and ill-informed. And those are just the sorts of people, by the way, the deep state tyrants need to help them crush all of our liberties. So, hey, whose side are you on here? Take off that stupid mask. Science says they don't work. The CDC has admitted it. Read chapter 5 of my book, Let My People Breathe, and you'll learn that, in fact, these masks make it worse for you. They're not good for you. There's a three-pronged attack launched against our liberties in this country right now, really around the world. And the first is theft of our right of consent through election interference. The second, bullying and intimidating ignorant people with lies, for example, about the masks, about COVID, about the vaccines, and so on, to promote fear in order to make them compliant, for example, with mask mandates, and using the COVID scare to manipulate people into accepting outrageous violations against election laws facilitating the theft of the people's right of consent. You see how they work together? Nobody said these people are stupid. They're just evil. Trump has been back and forth with this thing. I know that. You know it. We were all taken aback at first. But as early as February of 2020, he caught on. He said the coronavirus was being used by Democrats to perpetrate a hoax upon the American people to game the election. Yesterday, August 31st, 2023, he blasted the fear-mongering going on right now over this new COVID strain, claiming, quote, left-wing lunatics were trying to bring back lockdowns and mask mandates to steal election 2024. He gets it, friends. So do you. So do I. The third prong, and it all works together, by the way, and this one is an effort to digitize our money. Heritage Foundation, conservative think tank, says this is a government power grab. Now read this article. It's in my notes. You ought to get my notes. There's a huge amount of documentation here that you can use. And this article will get you started toward realizing that the infrastructure for the future Mark of the Beast routine is being put in place right now, right in front of your eyes. And listen, the time to resist this, the time to wrestle against the powers, is right now, while we have some little strength remaining, while we have some little voice remaining, while the Spirit of Christ is still present to restrain the spirit of Antichrist. I got to close out the first segment. The prophesied one world government beast is attempting to rise from the multitude of the waters, a biblical allusion to the masses. And this is worldwide, by the way. The attack is three-pronged. First, take away the people's natural right of consent. It happened in Venezuela. That's a relatively recent example. Ukraine, where a deep state co-opted CIA conducted what are called color revolutions to overthrow governments and install puppet regimes loyal to the globalists, not to American interests, to globalist interests. That's where they worked out the system to perfection or near perfection, and now they're conducting a color revolution on the big prize, America. The ultimate objective is to enslave all of mankind, then condition them to live, like they're zoo animals under their total control, where they will control population size. The Antichrist spirit hates humankind. He wants to exterminate those they cannot enslave. And a fourth prong, by the way, is the depopulation agenda. Steal their right of consent, beat them down with fear into superstitious, hysterical, subservient servants, slaves, who do not think for themselves critically or independently, but are conditioned to think communally and take control of their money through a digital currency that the government can control or the globalists can control totally. Establishing ubiquitous surveillance and control over every penny you spend. They can cut your money off or turn it on at will. Mark of the beast stuff, friend. They will use all of this to constrain your movements, to herd you like they're cattle, and then begin culling out the undesirables. You know, I'm sure I'll be among some of the first to go. The non-compliance. So the question is, will you stand? Will you stand against these powers? Translates exousia in the Bible in Ephesians chapter 6. Or will you grovel at their feet like slaves? The Bible calls us to stand and to wrestle against these powers. And friend, you know, if you want to argue that the word powers, translates exousia in Romans 13, refers to governments, well, then you need to be consistent and admit the same exact word powers means the same thing in Ephesians 6, where we're told to wrestle against them. We are against the wicked abuse of the powers that God ordained. You see, there's a time to resist and a time, of course, to submit. And we resist when these powers are operating outside the divinely placed limits of their ordained authority. No authority, no human authority is absolute and unlimited. Well, that's what they're doing right now. And now is the time to resist. The call does not come a day too soon. We must withstand. We must stand. We must resist. Wrestle against. Hold on to the break, my friends. I'll be right back. A Lights On banquet is planned for 2024. Haven't had one in a while. Looking forward to this. And, of course, we will include our popular drawing for the God and Gun Clingers Home Defense Kit. Pat at Pat's Automotive here in Santa Maria has agreed to help with this project, and the winner will receive a beautiful genuine leather-bound Bible a book from the Brain Masseur, and a gun from Rangemaster in Slough, San Luis. We've given away an AR, a Mossberg shotgun. I think we've given away a Winchester double action once, a few handguns. Maybe we'll go with an AR this time. We'll see. Lou of Have It Wired will be preparing the Santa Maria-style tri-tip dinner with all the fixins. Now, friends, Lou is a native Santa Marian who understands how Santa Maria tri-tip is supposed to be seasoned and prepared. And this, along with a dessert prepared by our own Emily. And now we're going to add Ossiel and Bree and their 805 Cookhouse. And they are amazing bakers, my friends, and great cooks. Also, we will add a new sponsor, Central Coast Alternative Therapeutics and Rejuvenation, with physician assistant Sarah Green, whose faithfulness to her oath and courageous stand was blessed to save 2,000 lives during the COVID thing. And I'm one of them, friend. We appreciate her very much. Sarah services patients all over the Central Coast and has offered to join our team of sponsors for the 2024 Lights On Banquet. You can go to her webpage at ccatr.us. And of course, your beloved Brain Masseur will present a live performance of the Brain Massage Show. We planned it for 2024. I'm going to give you the specific dates and let you know when we will open registration. And you will want to register early. Seats are limited.
The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your Brain Masseur and Paul Revere's Lantern Lighter, lighting the lamps of the church belfry arch, signaling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Well, now we hear that McCarthy's guy, whoever that is going to vote on whether or not to hide the J6 videos from the American people. That comes to us courtesy of Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch, a trustworthy source, as he left a censorship court hearing on the release of all J6 videos, by the way. Remember back in 2021, McCarthy stood boldly behind a COVID mask, the mark of deep state slavery, and said, quote, "Trump bears responsibility for the Capitol attack," end quote. Really? But then, of course, generously favored censure over impeachment. Yeah, there's your guy. Now, you could trust him if you want to, if it makes you feel better. But he's a wind vane fella. Whatever way the wind's blowing, that's the direction he points. Keep, like DeSantis, keep the pressure on him. Release all J6 security video to the people to whom that property properly belongs. We have a right to know the truth about J6. I understand a super PAC, Ron to the Rescue, has pulled away from DeSantis and turned to Trump. DeSantis claims his campaign never embraced the group and announced they are glad they pulled away. Supposedly it's a $50 million super PAC, but DeSantis says they never raised more than about $1,600. DeSantis campaign spokesman said they outraised Trump in this last quarter. I think it was the last quarter he was talking about. And really, that's not likely. Unless what they're talking about is the big multi-millionaire donors, the little the Republican aristo class that's supporting him. Anyway, all the reports I'm seeing, and I've got several articles here, that tell me Trump's political coin increases with every indictment. Although liberal hat pub Politico reports that his latest indictment showed that trend seems to be ebbing downward. It did not spike as much as before. Look, Trump is adding tens of thousands of new donors with each of these efforts to indict. And what is clear is that he's starting to saturate the voting public, right? He's pulling in the undecided vote, and that they pretty well decided they're going to go for him. That leaves the roughly 30% of the diehard communist voters who would really love an opportunity to vote for Mao or Xi. Yeah, that's their guy. Now, here's a picture of the young Chinese people singing, "Father and mother are dear, but dearer still is Chairman Mao." And I guess in Chinese, perhaps that rhymes somehow. Well, that's what California wants from the parents here in our state. "Father and mother are dear, but dearer still is effeminate dictator Newsom." You know, as California General Attorney files lawsuit against parents' rights groups, demanding schools inform them when their children initiate gender change identification at school. No doubt under the influence of some woke teachers or other school officials' encouragement. All right, how is that daily? How does that, by the way, how does that make you feel? I'm Californian. You like that stuff? How is Idalia shaping up? Another directed energy weapon attack like the one in Maui? Fact checkers are out in force calling the emerging narrative that a directed energy weapon, was used in Maui just another conspiracy theory, which is, of course, the strongest evidence so far that we've got. Well, there's other actually better evidence, but I'm teasing, but making a point. But this business with the fact checkers denying it loudly is actually a pretty strong recommendation that it's true. Like the conspiracy theory that says climate change is a global emergency calling for drastic measures to save the planet. It's a lot of Godzilla, if you ask me. But don't be too quick to dismiss this. That is, this idea that a laser beam can manipulate weather. Over 10 years ago, I think it was in 2013, United States scientists were then experimenting with 1 trillion watt lasers that in studies showed they could produce rain and even thunder. Well, today, friend, they have 2,000 trillion watt lasers. I kid you not, documentation right here. A short blast of 2 petawatts or 2,000 trillion watts for a trillionth of a second can do quite a bit of damage, but you only need 1 trillion watts to make rain and thunder. So what about 200 trillion, a 200 trillion watt jobber? They're doing this. They're shooting short burst intensive lasers into the atmosphere and creating condensation. And then they're following that with a lower intensity, longer duration burst that scatters that condensation, creating rain. Now think about this. We have 1,600, that's 1,600 scientists, signing off on a document that declares no climate emergency. 1,600 bona fide credentialed scientists who looked at the evidence and said no. They're asserting the whole thing is a hoax. Now, that tells us science has been co-opted by these wicked people who want to advance a political agenda with fake science. You know, the Bible talks about science falsely so-called, which is in itself an affirmation of science truly so-called. Further evidence of this business, that the climate change thing is a hoax, and that we have a group of scientists who are willing to use science to advance a political agenda, is seen with the mask hoax. Everybody knows. I mean, the CDC knows. They figured it out. They published some articles lately. The World Health Organization, they know. Fauci, well, at least he used to know, until he got his marching orders from his China handlers. Well, that's an informed opinion, by the way. But he did tell a government official, masks won't protect you from viral infection. And he wasn't lying to her, was he? The virus is too small, he said. Masks won't protect you. It'll pass right through the material. Okay? And when he flip-flopped, he was challenged to explain. He said, well, I follow the science. He was talking to Rand Paul. But when asked what science he can point to that would show that 100 years of Western scientific consensus regarding masks has been upturned and was proven false, you only get a bunch of mumbling and rambling and repetition of I'm a scientist and you're questioning scientists, that kind of junk. With an empty kind of stare from those liar's eyes, that man has no soul. Watch him. You'll see it. He never pointed us to any scientific study proving masks were effective to protect from a contagion or transmission of a viral infection. Lies. Climate change lies. Perverting science into a political tool. Here's my point. What will these sorts of political activists do with real science? Think about this. You think they would not use real climate change science? 200 trillion watt lasers to manipulate weather phenomena to create some handy dandy useful disasters, you know, the kind that you never want to let go to waste? combining lying scientists who will use fake science to manipulate and control people, and combine that with them having access to seriously dangerous scientific advances, well, friend, that's a formula for some serious trouble. Morality matters. Character counts. Honesty still the best policy. We need a revival to truth, justice. We need a revival of the old-fashioned American way. We need to get rid of these communists and bring back real patriots. We need Trump. There's so much to talk about in so little time. I'll have to close. Lord willing, I'll pick up from here on Saturday night during my live stream. I want to talk about election 2024 and the new COVID strain just in time for elections. I want to update you on the return of COVID. And listen, reach out to our beloved physician, Sarah Green. Go to ccatr.us and arrange to meet with her about what you can do to protect yourself and your family from the return of COVID. Some of you are already experiencing some symptoms and you need to check in with her. Will this latest Godzilla horror movie end like that last one did? You know, it's interesting. The COVID thing began in Wuhan, China, and then in the return of Godzilla, or was that Godzilla and Kong? I lose track of. But anyway, Godzilla dies in Shanghai in one of them. Interesting. Godzilla. Practicing my Chinese. That's Chinese for Godzilla. And I want to talk about Operation Lone Star in full swing in Texas. Sister states coming in to team up with Texas and do something about the border. And we're not surprised to find out, like anything else. Get the feds out of the way. And what needs to be done gets done. It's just like Reagan used to say, government doesn't solve the problem. Government is the problem. Get the bloated anti-people government out of the way. They become an enemy of the people. Get them out of the way. Take care of it yourself. I'll be talking to you about how to do that with regard to the elections. And of course, I've got to weigh in on the latest revelations concerning the Biden crime family. Turns out the National Archives have well over 5,000 emails from Joe Biden to Hunter and others using a pseudonym, hiding his real identity, and communicating with family members like Hunter, who was conducting the influence peddling operation, family enterprise. You know, they're trying to build a RICO case against Trump. But if there's a RICO case to be pursued by a Justice Department that was actually interested in justice, it's not Trump and the rest of us who opposed the phony 2020 election. It's Biden's conspiracy crime family members who worked together to sell to foreign states for personal gain, Biden's influence as vice president and now as president. Not a RICO case against honest people who raised up some objections, who protested against a stolen election, you know, like the Democrats did back in 2000. Remember that? Chad business, right? And almost every time Republicans want, look, right here in my notes, I have an article that lays out 150 times that Democrats denied election results when Republicans won. And I've got some more to say about the rising of the beast. Evidence is mounting that supports the quote-unquote conspiracy theory that a massive effort is underway to impose total control society on Americans, right? A trust-no-one culture. This is their language. A digital currency with an implanted chip allowing government to track your every move and to control your access to your own money. At least part of the Schwab's prophecy will come true, almost certainly if we don't stop this. You will own nothing. But the other part's highly unlikely. I don't think you will be happy. I've lit the lamps of the church belfry arch. You let me know you see they're on. Email me by going to our website, brainmassage.net. Brainmassage.net. Find the contact us button and send me an email. You can call me on our listener response hotline, 1-805-314-2114. God bless you. God bless America. God save America. And I'll see you in church. And I will be in my pulpit this Sunday, and I look forward to meeting you.